Hi, everyone, and welcome. It's Eagles 360, presented by Santander on this beautiful Tuesday in South Philadelphia. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro. Eagles one day closer to playing the Minnesota Vikings in the NFC Championship game. And we've got a great show for you today. We'll hear from Doug Peterson in studio in just a bit. Glenn Macnow as well. He and I will talk about some keys to the game, and he'll give us his takeaways from the win over the Atlanta Falcons. But we want to begin the show with a little tape study. Doug Peterson getting creative, very creative, in his run game on Saturday in the win over the Falcons. One of his big calls, a 21-yard handoff, a gain to Nelson Agholor, the wide receiver turned running back. It helped keep a drive alive, converting a third down, leading the Eagles to a touchdown. And we break it all down with the head coach right here in our tape study.
Bull calling for the football. He's back. He fakes it. Gives it off inside to Agholor. Agholor at the 15, the 10, the 5, down to the 3. It was Agholor coming underneath for the handoff.
Back to join us for this week's tape studies, Eagles head coach Doug Peterson.
Mike.
Coach, welcome. First of all,
thank
congratulations
you
on the big win.
Thank you.
Let's take a look at a key play in the drive on third down that led to the first touchdown of the game for us.
Yeah, so we felt like we wanted to get the ball in 13's hands at some point in this football game. And so basically what this is, it's a glorified tackle trap is all it is, with a little fake toss action here by Jay Ajayi and by Nick. So as you run the tape, you see what ends up happening right here. We get the fake toss right there, and then here comes Big Lane. So we're kicking out with Big V. Lane's going to wrap all the way around here for 45, and then we do a great job with the ball, and then an underneath handoff right there for 13 on this play, especially on third down. Teams are playing a little more man coverage. You get some guys moving around a little bit, and then, again, putting it in 13's hands and letting him be an athlete at this point.
Good job of Lane getting up in the hole. Nelson getting to that outside, showing that speed.
Came back and ran this play later in the game, and we split on 92, Dontari Poe, and I think he squished 13 there for a no gain.
A little different result on that one, but that's okay.
Thanks so much, guys. Now we're going to bring in Glenn Macnow, my trusty partner on Tuesday, with some takeaways from the big win over the Atlanta Falcons on Saturday.
And it was. What a fun win it
yeah.
was. It was just great. So here you go. Number one, Dave. It goes without saying, although I guess I'm about to say it, that Jim Schwartz coached a great game and really outcoached Steve Sarkisian, which I understand is not like saying outcoached Joe Gibbs or Bill Walsh, but the Falcons do have elite weapons. They have a terrific quarterback. So it really says something when you held them to 0 points in the second half, 0 points. And let's talk about how they did it. One is they never let the Falcons get past them. They gave up only three passes over 20 yards, nothing over 24. You remember Schwartz had talked last week. He said, I don't care if Julio Jones catches, 20 passes for 300 yards if we keep him out of the end zone. They did. And that was really well done. Two, he doesn't blitz a lot, but I thought in the second half, boy, the Eagles blitzed effectively. And Matt Ryan did not throw well under the blitz. He was, under the blitz, 2 for 6 for 22 yards and 3 sacks. So that was great timing.
Great job by Jim Schwartz.
Great job by Jim Schwartz. And just the last one, and we've all talked about this, he had the team so well prepared for the last play. I'm sure you've talked to people about this. As soon as the Falcons lined up, they knew what was coming, and they took advantage of it.
Excellent job.
Yeah.
I agree.
All right.
Number two.
Offensive line really did its job, too.
Okay.
Those guys, all year long, that line has played so well, particularly the right side of the line has played so well. Nick Foles was sacked one time in 31 dropbacks. I can't think of more than a handful of times he was even pressured during the game. The run game, I know, only averaged 3 yards a carry, but when they needed it on some of those big plays, they got it. The blocking on that long screen pass to Ajayi was just tremendous. Jason Kelce, Stephen Wisniewski had big blocks all along. And Brandon Brooks' block on the blunt touchdown run, along with the tight end fullback block.
Trey Burton.
That was fun to see. Really did the job for them, and I thought the offensive line deserved extra credit.
I agree with you again. Although I would like to have seen more chunk plays, because the Eagles, of course, only scored 15 points. Not a lot of chunk plays. Back to the chunk play conversation. Are you starting to come around on that?
They won without him.
15 points, Glenn.
But here's the other thing, which is takeaway three, and I think we both know this. I think everybody knows this. I'm sure they know this. They were kind of lucky to survive some of the mistakes they made. A missed extra point, a kickoff out of bounds, 4 fumbles, including that weird one on the punt, which kind of the punt returner's got to get his guys to know to be out of the way. 2 defensive penalties in the red zone in the first half. They survived a lot of mistakes, which is great, because I think if we had said going in, this is going to happen, this is going to happen, and we're going to say, well, they can't win. They did. Needless to say, you can't do that against the Vikings. You can't survive that every week. Got to tighten it up.
Yeah, but a great performance defensively for sure. Offense did just enough, and the Eagles live for another day. That day is Sunday against the Minnesota Vikings. Glenn, we'll be back in just a bit here to talk about some of the key matchups in the NFC Championship game. When we return to 360, Eagles 360 here presented by Santander, we're going to hear from the head coach, Doug Peterson, in studio. Introducing McDonald's new $1, $2, $3 menu. With favorites like the McChicken for just $1, it's your value menu. Create whatever meal you want for $1, $2, or $3. I'm loving it.
See what's happening at your local Acme. Better sale prices, superior service, and great quality products. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood. And fresher produce and hundreds of organics. And our butchers cut our USDA Choice Lancaster beef in store every day. So stop in, shop, and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Time now for our weekly one-on-one with head coach Doug Peterson, presented by Wawa. And Doug, first, as we look back on this Tuesday to Saturday, congratulations on just a great game, great environment. What was your first playoff experience like?
It was a lot of fun. It was electric atmosphere in the stadium. Fans were great. Players obviously were hyped and ready to go and to come away with a victory. It's been a while since we've won a playoff game around here, and it's great for those players.
Did you feel the difference, different level of intensity or decision-making or tempo or anything?
You know, you do feel a little bit of difference. I think it comes from the crowd, obviously, being electric. But, you know, your intensity sort of picks up just a little bit. Your focus is probably a little more attention to detail. But at the end of the day, you're still executing your football, you know, your offense, defense, and special teams. And you know, once you get into the rhythm of the game and the flow of the game, that's really what it is.
How did Doug Peterson do in his first playoff game?
I felt pretty well. You know, I felt good going into it. I felt comfortable, felt confident in calling plays and putting our guys in positions to be successful. And that's I'm no different than a player. I've got to study and prepare and get myself ready to go too, as if I'm playing the game, just doing it from the sideline.
For Nick Foles and his job, he went out and did it. And so much conversation, so much scrutiny. What was it like being with him in the days leading up to the game?
I tell you, for 2 weeks leading up to that game, I mean, he was really kind of getting into the zone, getting into the flow of practice. And really that bye week was a big stepping stone for him, being able to put the pads back on as a team and sort of getting back to a little bit of physicality. But just having a little bit of a sense of timing and rhythm with his skill guys, with his receivers and tight ends and backs. And then carry that over into the week of preparation for that game. But he was very engaged. He was excited, obviously, for the opportunity, and was going into it with a lot of confidence.
Doug, your background is largely offense. This defense, however, has been just tremendous for most of the season here, certainly down the stretch, certainly on Saturday. Did you sit back and go, man, this coaching staff, these players, what a great job they've done on that side of the ball?
I do it almost every weekend. Just about, you know, there's times when I love just watching these guys play. And then there's times when it may not be going so good for them and the offense has to step up. But the other night it was sort of a team effort and special teams got involved as well. But, you know, Jim does an outstanding job of preparing not only his coaches but also the players and being ready and being prepared for their opponent. And you know, we understand, too, that you know, home field advantage with the crowd and the crowd noise, but you play good defense as well, and that gives you another advantage. And these guys are fun to watch.
All right, now it's on to the Minnesota Vikings, a Big win for them on Sunday. They come to Philadelphia for this NFC Championship game. How do you get your team back to that fevered emotional pitch?
It's really not hard. You're one win away from being in the Super Bowl, and that's where you want to be. You know, you want to be playing in this game at the end of the season, obviously, and with an opportunity for one more. So the extra motivation, you're really not going to have to fire this group up. They're going to be self-motivated. They've done it all season long. You know, it's just a matter of just controlling our emotions, you know, going into this game and just staying on point, staying on task and getting our guys ready to go just like we did last week.
How do you attack the Minnesota defense?
It's a good group. It's a really good. They're much improved even from last year when we played them before. Same group of guys, but they're playing with a lot of confidence, you know, and this is a big, heavy front. Much like the New York Giants, you know, they're a big, heavy front. When those guys are playing, they're playing extremely well. So, you know, you got to attack them downhill. You just got to get after them the best you can. I mean, they're gonna get theirs, but at the same time, we try to stymie and try to, you know, sort of solidify that run game. And, you know, defensively, you know, they've got some skill and ability. They've got a really good offensive line. One thing, you know, Pat Shurmur does, he mixes the play action with the screen extremely well. And you know, Case is making good decisions. He's getting the ball out of his hand and playing at a high level as well. And then you look at them on special teams. You know, here's a group that, they're pretty consistent. They've got a pretty good little returner back there. And you know, so it's you get to this time of the year, everybody just has to own their job, do their job. Make sure they stay in their lane and execute the plan.
So, I mean, I don't even know the answer to this. I don't even know if you know the answer to this. What will it come down to, Doug? Like, is it just come down to the play, your job, execute?
You know what? Every game comes down to that. Now, every game comes down to about one or two plays. Mm-hmm. And really, the team that eliminates the mistakes. You know, that you can't, you know, you look at our game the other day. We put a couple balls on the ground. You know, we had the fumble early, second play of the game. It could have cost us on the goal line a couple of times. LeGarrette put it on the ground. So we can't do those types of things and expect to win. So, you know, we got to eliminate the mistake. We had a muff punt return, you know, on the back end that allowed Atlanta to score. So those are the things you have to eliminate from your game in order to, you know, when you're playing good football teams down the stretch, you eliminate that and give yourself an opportunity.
Great stuff. Well, hey, I mean, best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Keep on keeping on. Get a win and go to the Super Bowl. One-on-one with Doug Peterson in studio, presented by Wawa. Ruffin Institute at Jefferson is the official orthopedic and healthcare partner of the Philadelphia Eagles. For more information or to schedule an appointment, visit riatjeff.com.
No pants.
Mom. There are bumps along the road of life, and for each one, there's AAA.
Stop!
Don't overpay for your diamonds. For more than 30 years, Golden Nugget Jewelers has been cutting and polishing the most beautiful ethical diamonds in the world and selling them at factory direct prices. We are proud to be the only authorized dealer in Philadelphia for Tacori, Verragio, and Michael M.
And a proud partner of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Check out our 5-star reviews online, then visit us on Jewelers Row and see why we sell more loose diamonds than any other retailer in the tri-state area. Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged.
Finding the end zone is his specialty. In fact, he's found it over 17 times already today. He is a professional football watcher because he has NFL Red Zone from NFL Network on Xfinity. He catches every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoons all season long. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity. Switch to an X1 triple play and add the sports entertainment package to get NFL Red Zone. Call or go online today.
Come and see what's happening at your local Acme. Better sale prices, superior service, and great quality products. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood. And fresher produce and hundreds of organics. And our butchers cut our USDA Choice Lancaster beef in store every day. So stop in, shop, and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
What?
There are bumps along the road of life, and for each one, there's AAA.
It's just three kids, right?
We are back. It's Eagles 360 presented by Santander. Dave Spadaro, Glenn Mack now. And now we're going to really focus on the Minnesota Vikings, some key matchups that we see it. I know we're early in the week and this could change, but I don't think it will. Glenn, you go first.
All right, number one is Nick Foles against Mike Zimmer. So it's not a matchup positionally, but it's Nick Foles against the Vikings head coach. The Vikings, who is really their defense coordinator, Vikings defense really has no weaknesses. They're good at all three levels, and what they are especially good at is disguising what they do. He is great that he'll line up, and you'll think he's got one coverage going, and then right before the snap, he'll switch to another. He'll move guys around. He'll blitz where you don't expect it. The Vikings were second best in the NFL in yardage against both the run and the pass. They gave up the fewest points. As I said, they changed schemes. It's going to be up to Nick Foles, because the coach can't really tell you what's going on as the game's unfolding, to recognize what Zimmer is disguising and to not be fooled into mistakes. As good as Doug Peterson, Frank Reich can prepare him. Nick's going to have to improvise.
Okay, very good. I'm going to go with the matchup in the secondary. The cornerbacks last week played very well. Ronald Darby and Jalen Mills, Patrick Robinson. This week, they have a very tough assignment. Don't sleep on Adam Thielen, and don't sleep on Stephon Diggs. Two tremendous players. They are very dangerous down the field. The weather is not going to be bitterly cold. The passing game will be alive. And so I need those guys to really step up and play. Don't bite. Adam Thielen, great on third downs. Diggs, of course, the big playmaker. We saw that on Sunday against the Saints. Cornerbacks in the spotlight once again. Big challenge on Sunday.
Yeah, couldn't believe that last play. Still couldn't believe it. All right, here you go.
Believe it.
I guess.
It was the worst defensive play. Worst defensive play in the history of football.
I feel the kid's 21-year-old kid. I feel for that.
Bad scheme.
Terrible. Yeah. All right, here you go. Number two.
You don't feel that, by the way. You don't feel that terrible, because if he makes the play, Drew Brees is coming.
I know.
So don't give me that. Feel terrible.
You had asked me last week what I want. Yeah. I hear you.
Don't tell me you feel so terrible for the kid.
Well, it is. Part of it.
Yeah.
All right, number two, I'm going to say Nigel Bradham, but you could really kind of switch this, against Latavius Murray and Jerick McKinnon, because the Vikings were second in the league in rushing attempts. They were not second in the league in yards, but they run the ball a lot, and they do it to try to keep things manageable for Case Keenum, which makes sense. Remember, they started with Dalvin Cook, who was great. He got hurt. Their running backs this year had 447 carries. That's 28 a game. That's what they wanted to do. So it's on Bradham and the Eagles' other run stoppers to kind of try to get them done. Don't give them anything on first down. Don't give them anything on second down. You want them to have third and seven, third and eight. I know that's usually the case, but I'll give it to you in numbers. The Vikings averaged 128 yards a game rushing this year. Pretty good, right? In the games where they couldn't run the ball, Keenum threw interceptions. Keenum had a rough time. They had 100 rushing yards against Carolina. He threw two interceptions. They had 88 rushing yards against Cleveland, of all teams. He threw an interception. So if you can not let them have third and two, third and three, you have a good chance of stopping them and Keenum.
See, I'm going to go to old school here. I was originally going to have both of my keys right here, because I think this is going to be an old-fashioned, just a bloodbath kind of game, okay? I think it's going to be a low-scoring, smash-mouth. I think it's offensive line, defensive line. I think that's the entire game. We can talk about all the coaching machinations and all these things that are going to go on and the scheme. It's coming down to the offensive lines and the defensive lines. I really see the Eagles and the Vikings, in a sense, mirror images. Backup quarterbacks, powerful offensive lines, mm-hmm. powerful defensive lines. They do a great job working with what skill weapons they have. Mm-hmm. But it's coming down to the boys in the trenches. Sorry. Boring. But that's the way it's going to be.
Not chunk plays?
Not chunk plays
wow,
in this one.
Dang.
Not in this one.
Oh, no.
Not in this. This was coming down to the will inside, Glenn.
I like the Eagles.
Chunk
will
plays.
Inside.
Now, the team that gets a couple of chunk plays has a really good chance.
Yeah.
But it's coming down to those,
but you know what?
Those big boys.
I'll take Fletcher Cox and Tim Jernigan and Brandon Brooks.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And Lane Johnson.
And the Vikings are saying the same thing. Very good team coming to Lincoln Financial Field on Sunday. That is the key matchups, Glenn and I. Our key matchups. Time now for our Amorosos on the Menu segment for you. What's ahead here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and the official app? We've got a progress report on Fletcher Cox, who, one of my big boys in the middle, had a big game on Saturday.
Great game
for Fletch. Mike Quick in for our first look, presented by Whip Flea at the Minnesota Vikings. That is our Amoroso's on the menu look. Now, Glenn, I'm going to put you on the spot here and tell me how this game's going to play out. In the eyes of Glenn Mack now.
Yeah, I think you called it pretty accurately in that it's going to be a low-scoring, nasty, kind of old-style 1960s NFL game. And I think so, and I think it's going to be low-scoring. I, last week, took the score, Eagles 17, Falcons 14. I'm going to take that same score.
Yeah.
I think the Eagles are going to win it. I think you can hold the Vikings certainly under 20 points. You may be able to win it with 17. That's what I'm going.
It's the big boys inside. It's the coaching. It's the fans who brought it on Saturday.
They
need to
great.
Bring it in a big, big way on Sunday.
Get your dog
at Lincoln Financial Field. Glenn Macnell, Dave Spadaro, we thank you for joining us here on Eagles 360, presented by Santander. We're back on Wednesday. Mike Quick in studio along with Nigel Bradham. Make sure you're with us then. Have a great Eagles day, everyone, and fly, Eagles, fly.